And as Florida prepares for Hurricane Matthew, we're beginning to get a sense of the damage it has caused so far in the Caribbean. There are reports of dozens dead in Haiti, with many killed by falling trees. Several have also died in the Dominican Republic. Officials are warning of devastating impacts in the Bahamas as well from rain, wind, and floods.
Well, meanwhile, here in the U.S., Hurricane Matthew is threatening millions in Florida and South Carolina. Coastal areas of Georgia are now being ordered to evacuate, so check in your area. The storm's been upgraded to a Category 4 and is expected to hit along Florida's eastern coast later today. Florida's Governor Rick Scott has been urging residents to get out and get to safety.
Evacuate, evacuate, evacuate. Our number one priority is protecting everyone's life. We don't want to lose one life. Our number one priority is to protect everybody's life.
Todd Wodruska is the mayor of Jupiter, Florida. He says around a third of the town's 60,000 residents are under a mandatory evacuation order, including him.
I have gotten more and more concerned pretty much every update since Tuesday, maybe Monday. It just seems like every update, it's inching more westerly, more dangerous. And even if we don't get a direct hit, we're going to get the worst hurricane winds that we have felt in at least 10 years and possibly going as far back as Hurricane Andrew back in the 90s.
Now, South Florida has not seen a devastating hurricane in 11 years, so officials fear that people have become complacent. Kate Stein is a reporter with WLRN, part of our Contributors Network. She joins us from Palm Beach County, Florida, where they're preparing for the storm. Kate, where are people going?
Well, so for this particular hurricane, it's headed up along the coast, kind of parallel to the coast. So people are moving inland for the most part, I would say.
And this is the Atlantic coast?
This is the Atlantic coast, yeah.
Yeah. And so they go inland, but, you know, if there is a slight tick, there may be problems there. But where are people along the barrier island of Palm Beach going?
A lot of them are heading inland. So I'm at a hotel right now, and all of the rooms are full, the staff tells me, and most of the people here are evacuees. And I think some of them are heading, you know, even further west than Palm Beach County, maybe to relatives in central Florida or farther south of here.
Well, what are people being asked to do as they evacuate to prepare? What do they take? What do they do?
Kind of your standard hurricane prep. So, you know, take your important medications, take some food, take some water, you know, several days worth of clothes, bring some cash with you, anything you need for your pets or your kids, and hopefully something to keep everyone entertained as well, like books or cards or something.
We remember again in 1992 from Andrew, people who couldn't evacuate. And I'm thinking of there were children living in group homes. There were the mentally ill. They were rushed to centers like high school auditoriums and things. And they realized afterwards that they put communities together that shouldn't have been together. Is there thinking about that? What to do about the people who can't hop in a car?
Yes, there is definitely thinking about that. Here in Palm Beach County, they have a couple of special shelters open for people with special needs, special medical needs. Also, there's a shelter for animals, which I understand takes, you know, dogs, cats, and birds, but maybe not your snakes if you're hoping to bring your reptiles with you.
Right, right. And what about federal assistance? The National Guard's been called in. What's the status of the federal role?
So I think that's still kind of unfolding. In Palm Beach County, from what I understand, as these new evacuation orders have been made mandatory, originally they were voluntary, they've been considering how the National Guard might play a role in helping people prepare for and recover from the storm. But I think it really depends on what the impact of Hurricane Matthew ultimately ends up being.
Yeah. Gas stations, we understand some are sold out.
Yeah, a lot of gas stations around here are sold out. The places that still have gas are the places that got deliveries in the middle of the night last night. And, you know, beyond that, they're not going to be able to get deliveries for the next couple of days, depending on, again, the impact of the storm.
And we saw pictures of roads packed, you know, yesterday in South Carolina. The governor there, Nikki Haley, has announced she's closing gas stations in the threatened areas, urging people to get out. In other words, get your gas and go. What are the roadways like there? And are people taking this seriously?
I think people are taking this seriously for the most part, but we're not seeing a lot of evacuations necessarily, except from those, at least in Palm Beach County, except from the two zones that are under mandatory evacuation orders. As far as gas goes, Rick Scott has assured Floridians that we have 8 days worth of gas in the state. So even though some of these fuel shortages are occurring at some gas stations, it sounds as if there's enough fuel for people to, you know, have some supplies on hand after the storm blows over, should they need to leave after that.
And what about, I mean, you have a huge tourist population there. Are tourists able to get out? Are flights running?
Yeah, so some of the airports may have closed already or may be closing at midday today. Again, it comes back to what happens with the weather.
Right. As you watch it. Kate Stein, a reporter with WLRN, part of our Contributors Network in Palm Beach County, Florida, where Hurricane Matthew is expected to hit. Kate, hold on, and thank you.
Thank you.